All right, big sister here, and here are some dating tips you need to hear to be ready for 2023 because we're getting respect all year. First tip, we are demanding dates. Dates, dates, dates. If he wants your number, he can get it, but if he wants to see you, he needs to take you on a date, okay? No exceptions. In 2023, we will not be stressing about trying to find Mr. Right. We're gonna let Mr. Right find us, okay? We're gonna enjoy our summer, we're gonna enjoy this year, and trust the process. We are not answering the phone for any of those boys that are gonna call you this year because they see you doing good and you're on your and you're minding your business, and you know how guys are, they'll call you when you're doing good. We're not answering this year, okay? We're focusing on us, and we're getting into the bag. Not only are we not answering the phone for boys in 2023, but also your exes are boys, okay? We're not answering for them either. I just had to put that in there just in case you didn't realize your ex-boyfriend was a boy. Okay, good. Next tip is we are not changing for anybody in 2023, okay? If he doesn't like you or he doesn't like the things you do, next, okay? We are not living for a man. We are living for ourselves. And for the last tip, I feel like it's pretty obvious, but I feel like I still need to mention it because this was something I really struggled with when I was dating. We are not taking guys serious who don't want to commit. I don't care. I don't care what happened in his past life, what he's going through, what he has going on right now. When you get done figuring that out, come holla at me. But for right now, I gotta move on because I can't wait for you.
First, she talks about enjoying the summer and having dates, dates, dates. And then, at the end, she talks about not accepting men that don't want to commit. That really don't make sense at all for me. But we all know what this is about. It's just the old lack of accountability and her old bad habit of chasing after chads, getting run over by them and then coming back to TikTok to make videos about how men are bad. Just amazing.
Wait, because am I the only person that finds it very hard to admit to a man that I'm wrong? And arguing with men is the most annoying thing ever because you men use logic. Like us women, we just want to argue with emotion, but you men, you use too much logic, too many facts. Like when you're arguing with a man, there is no emotion involved in their argument. It's just you did A and B, which caused me to do C, and that's why we're at D. And I'm like, but, because of they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. And that's why I hate admitting to men that I'm wrong, because they've spat so many facts at me that if I even admit I'm wrong, I'll just look so incompetent.
Not gonna lie, I give this woman a lot of credit because of her self-awareness and admitting all that. She's being very funny because of the situation, but it also shows us how women really think. Most of the times, what really happens is that women are not like her. They will just argue with you, knowing that you are right, but never admitting that they are wrong.
A woman in a relationship is very selfish in the way how she wants to demand certain things from him. For example, a woman says she knows she's beautiful, she's gorgeous. She walks with him and she says, I would like for you to buy me these earrings. That will make me happy. I would like for you to buy me this necklace, it will make me very happy. I would like for you to pick me up at this time. It will make me happy. It will make me happy if you're going to do this and this and this. And the man continues to do this and do this and do this. And she's asking for more and for more and for more. And at sometimes he says, I'm out of here. Because a woman's selfishness, she wants to, if a man starts to treat her with kindness and love and serves her, she wants to even take advantage and she becomes, I want even more. And that is the abuse of how she's abusing now a man. Keep pushing for more.
This lady just described what happened to our society. The more we build a comfortable world, the more we gave to a woman. But after a certain point, we saw women asking for more and more until it became impossible to please them. Right now, the idea of a perfect man for a woman is almost unreachable. And it became so intense that women are not giving any time of the day for any men that don't fit those requirements. At the same time, most part of the men kept their traditional roles. By providing, protecting and building the world that we live in, those men are invisible to women until they're old and need a retirement plan. But then, men don't want them anymore. They are tired of the abuse. They have suffered all their lives and just check it out of marriage completely.
So where's the motivation?